Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was able to totally stay awake. You know, I'm taking this, you know, stupid cough, you know, whatever crap is still bothering me, these allergies, whatever it is. And so I'm taking this Mucinex and this Zyrtec every day, and it knocks the crap out of me. So during the day when I get home, like from noon to three, I'm just basically out.
Took a massive nap.
Yeah, like the last 3 days, it's just making me drowsy. And then I'm up, and so I'm kind of awake.
So that's why you watch the entire Nats game.
Well, it's one reason, yeah. I mean, I'm normally, frankly, I don't go to bed till 10:30. So I'm normally up-ish. But this one, also because Max is so compelling, man, I find him fun to watch. And he works, even when he's at the plate, he works counts.
Yeah.
You know? He works counts to 3-2. He might strike out.
He gives it 100% every single game.
He is just amazing.
And if you look at his numbers, look, he is 2-5 this year. It's bad luck. Bullpen's whoring him. Bullpen hoard him again yesterday. Struck out 9 batters, 109 pitches, which was one pitch shy of tying Trevor Bauer as being the only pitchers in Major League Baseball to go 5 straight games with 110 pitches or more. And when you're going 110 pitches or more, it's because you're pitching well and they don't have to take you out.
Well, he's a horse. Yeah.
So he goes 109 pitches, they take him out, and bullpen blows it again.
And yesterday was particularly crushing because Eaton hits a homer in the first inning, and it's just they had the lead the whole game. Right, and you're going against an ace in DeGrom, and they only held. I think DeGrom only held him to 2 hits, and so you know it's close. I mean, anybody that's watching that game knows at any moment the Nats can lose it, but you're just hoping that they're going to be able to steal this one and close it out, and they just couldn't get it.
Well, especially
done.
When you know you got to get 9 more outs, and Scherzer's pulled after 6 just because of the pitch count, and you know that there's going to be someone that comes out of that pen that's going to just be make it dicey.
Right.
And, you know, Ross and Grace held down the 7th. They were fine. Ross only threw 3 pitches because they pinch hit for the pitcher. But they brought Grace in. He was fine. Then Barraclough, I mean, he allowed the double that probably should have been caught by Soto Robles.
I have a hard time blaming Barraclough.
It's not even the double, though. But then there's a mound visit. The new silly pitching coach gives a mound visit, and he walks somebody in 4 pitches.
Yeah.
Right after the mound visit.
Yeah.
Well, they were pitching carefully. They made a point. They were thinking about maybe even walking him. That's at least what FP and those guys were saying.
Walk him.
Yeah, but they intentionally.
You're talking about when Frazier walked.
Yeah.
To load the bases.
Because I don't know. It was one of those games. It was a real soul crusher. You were hoping they could hold on. And as the guy said, really, okay, they had 9 outs, but you're really hoping 6, and then you get to Doolittle, and then you feel like it's in capable hands again.
Yeah, or 5.
Yeah, and in this instance, it was 5.
If you want to chime in on the Nats on Open Line Thursday, you can. They're now 19-30. They are so far back of the division lead. It's not even worth talking about at this point. Like, I know Rizzo said it's a winnable division, and a lot of people shot back, and it's true. Yeah, winnable division for the Phillies and Braves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just not really realistic to say the Nationals.
Well, teams have come back,
winnable division,
but they're just
it's happened.
Doesn't look like they're.
It just doesn't seem like it's going to happen this year. I wanted to bring up something that I saw yesterday. You know how movie theaters have changed over the years? Like when we grew up, you just had those flat movie theaters, and if somebody sat in front of you, you couldn't see. And eventually, they came up with stadium seating, and then you had the iPix of the world come in, which took it to the next level, where you have recliners and food service and beer and wine. I saw this yesterday, and I'll admit, I'm not a pet owner. Maybe this attracts some pet owners. Alamo Drafthouse is taking it to another level where they're going to start allowing, at least in certain theaters, you to bring your dog in, and they have bottomless wine. Okay, that's fine. Bottomless wine, that probably works. People want to get hammered at the movies. And you want to get your $15 bottomless wine or whatever it's going to cost. I understand that. But to now allow dogs into the movie theater, like for somebody like you, you might be like, oh, cool, I can bring Luke in there. But are people really going to want to go to the theaters if there are dogs in there who might be barking, pooping, well, panting, if they're slobbering all over the place, barking,
you're taking them out of the theater. It's just like if you have a baby.
I would think that if you're going to bring a dog, first of all, you're an idiot. But secondly, it's got to be a very small dog that'll sit in your lap. I couldn't bring my dog to the movies. Where am I going to put her?
Maybe in the aisle or something. You have to sit on the aisle seat.
In front of you?
Or right on the side. Yeah, I mean, you can't do that.
Well, it gets a seat.
The dog gets a seat?
Yeah, because like a dog costs $5,
so you'd have to pay.
It's an extra $5. It actually says here, for an extra $5, you can bring a second dog. You imagine if you bring two dogs?
I don't think that's going to entice more people to go to the movies, but I could be wrong.
I mean, do people love their dogs so much they have to bring them to the movies?
Right.
Please, give me a break.
I'll let the dog chill down.
Would you want to bring your dog to the movie?
No, it would be a nightmare.
Would you want to?
Well, no. I'll say this. If my dog was the only dog in the theater, it might not be such a bad thing. But as soon as there's another dog in there, then it's a playtime.
Chaos.
It's chaos. Right. Yeah.
Of course. Of course. But I mean,
my dog would instantly be focused on another dog if she was in a movie theater, even in a dark theater.
I do enjoy, though, the way that movie theaters have improved. So iPick was the only one in this area, but now all the other movie theaters have responded, at least the ones that I go to, and they've added kind of the recliners and just everything is set up better to sit down, watch a movie, be able to have your food. It's just a much nicer setup. I know you always give iPick a hard time because they have the blankets.
Okay, I think the blankets
are so
gross.
Blankets, yeah. But it's nice when you can just hit a button and then they'll come to you and deliver
your popcorn. I just heard a guy on Stern's show talking about what he was doing to his boyfriend under the blanket.
Mm.
Right?
Ugh.
What do you think? The blankets are a bad idea.
Okay, but you use blankets at a hotel. They clean them.
It's gross, too. It's just... I bet you that hopefully they clean
your own blankets when you go to the hotel.
Who knows how well they clean them?
I actually know people. I've heard of people that bring their own sheets to hotels.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you?
No, I don't. But I do make a point of taking the comforter and I peel it back and I don't sit on the comforter because I feel like they don't wash the comforter as much as they wash the sheets. So I sit on the sheets.
I just have faith.
They probably never wash the comforter.
I have faith that the theaters that are providing the blankets are treating the blankets much like hotels treat blankets, with a washing machine.
I doubt as frequently.
I don't know that there's any way to determine
because
there's also no way to determine when you go to the hotel that they just did it.
Every time I smell a sheet in a hotel room, I don't get that fresh, detergent-type smell.
Right.
So I don't know. They might just be throwing it in there with hot water. They might not be using detergent. It never smells like it. Mm. Like, if you wash your sheets at home... Use detergent. It smells.
But they
like
might
you
do that
them.
Because people have allergies. They might use.
What do they use?
There's some that
odorless.
Have, yes.
Well, mine have some.
That would
I
be
use
my
the dryer
guess.
Sheets.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I think they might do that because of allergies. We use non, whatever.
Right. Hypoallergenic.
Whatever it is.
I hear you.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't talk about this on the air last week. But this is what my dog does to dogs she doesn't like.
Took a chomp. Took
that.
A bite.
Yeah, whose dog is that?
It's just a neighbor's dog, who's my dog hates.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
That
caused bitterness?
What does the neighbor do? Neighbor just says, hey, just want you to know, Luca.
Well, it was the neighbor's fault. My dog was on a leash in my yard, and she let this dog, knowing that my dog doesn't like her dog, she let the dog run wild and into my yard.
Why would the dog run to your dog if she knows
you're... Because he's a dumb dog. He's a stupid dog.
Does anybody have a fence in your neighborhood?
In the backyards, yeah, but this dog was running around the front yards.
Yeah.
My dog was in the front yard, and that's what happens when you let dogs into my yard who she doesn't like.
All right, let's go. You can put that on social media if you want.
No, I'm not doing that.
Let's go to Matt in Burke. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Probably
you're on the Chunks.
Probably shouldn't be talking about it.
It's not your fault.
Well, I know what the Nats should do. They should give us bottomless wine too to have to go and watch this disaster. So I listen to you guys every morning. I didn't get to hear because I had to go into the office when you talked to the GM yesterday or whatever.
Yeah.
What are they doing? What are they doing to try and fix this? I said yesterday to a buddy of mine on the phone in the fifth inning, we're going to lose this game like we always do. And now our announcers, God bless them, they're talking about how many outs we have left to get to our closer. I'm
right.
Like, no. How many outs we have left in a freaking game? Because even he, as good as he's been, even he got shelled yesterday. I mean, he can't be perfect every game, just like Scherzer. Scherzer gives up like a single run or no runs, and you know you're going to lose because we're getting no run support. Then the bullpen comes in. The middle relief on this team is obviously a disaster, and we've been talking about it for like 2 months.
Well, what do you suggest they do?
Well, the only thing I thought the other day was, who's the guy that the reliever that's sitting on the sideline right now that played for Atlanta and tossed?
Kimbrel.
Yeah.
Kimbrel, right.
Maybe get Kimbrel and try and bring him in and then use our closer as a setup guy. I mean, they've got to try something because this season, in another 8 games, if we lose another 6 of the next 8, this season is over. It basically already is, but the next 8 games, for sure, I said in this 10-game stretch, if we don't, I mean, what do they want me to do as a fan? I want to support the team, and frankly, I mean, I've talked to you guys about my Buckeyes and all these other teams. The only team in this town I can root for is the Nats, and mm-hmm. I do, heartily. But the season's over, and we're not even to Memorial Day. It's crazy.
It's
That's true.
So, it is crazy.
That's why they're not going to bring Kimbrel in. This is what you have to realize. The season's over. They're not going to the playoffs. The answer is they have to address it in the offseason. All right, Davey will probably be gone. Okay. They're going to have to address all these problems in the offseason. It's not going to happen midseason. It's not.
Thanks, all right. Matt. Well, thanks, fellas. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
And by the way, they play the Mets again today. Strasburg pitches. It's 12-10 start. All right. Based on how the Nats have been playing, they'll probably lose. Then they play the Marlins this weekend here. Marlins have won 5 straight. Can you imagine if the Marlins came in here and won the series? And by the way, the Marlins have already beat the Nats in the series this year.
Mm-hmm. I could easily imagine
But to answer his question.
Well, that's when they would probably be gone by next week.
To answer his question, what Rizzo said is, in a nutshell, that they need to perform better. He's made a bunch of moves with the bullpen. He said they need to perform better.
Right.
Well, perform better at end of games.
They do have guys, and we talked about it yesterday, and we talked about it all year, that are having catastrophic years. I mean, it's crazy. And then every once in a while, though, they will perform. Like yesterday, you can say what you want. Matt Grace did his job yesterday.
For once.
Okay, but he did his job. Ross came in. Now it was only 3 pitches or whatever, but he did his job.
Yeah.
But it just takes one guy to screw it up, 2 guys, and then it's every game, and it just spreads like a disease.
Well, I mean, any team can say perform better. The Angels can say that. The Reds can say that. The Orioles can say that. The Royals can say that. These teams just aren't good enough, talent-wise. The Nats right now, take the whole, they're good on paper out of the question. I mean, it's done. I don't believe in that. They're not good enough.
Maybe, but they were good enough. They've been good enough historically, the guys.
Yeah, but it's a different team. Different team with Soto in the lineup being, you need to count on Soto and Robles and Dozier. It's a different team.
It is a different. No, but I'm talking specifically about, the bullpen. Like, these guys have done their jobs before. This year, they're just not. That's why it's tough. It's not like they're not all unproven guys. Some of them, like Wander Suero, are kind of unproven, right? They're young guys, haven't really proven anything. But a lot of the other guys are veterans, been around for a long time.
Yeah, true, but they're not all stars.
They're not all stars. They're role players.
They've had good and bad years.
Yeah, but not like this. They haven't had ERAs of 6, 7, 8, 9.
This is a bad one.
I mean, some of these guys have ERAs of 18.
But I just look at the games and I look at the roster and I go, this roster isn't good enough. The offense isn't that great either.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just saw this story during the break, and I found it interesting. Did you see the Hayden Hurst story?
I did not.
Hayden Hurst is a tight end for the Baltimore Ravens, right, Valdez? He's your guy on the Baltimore Ravens. And apparently he was on a flight, and this is something straight from TV shows or movies. So he's on a flight, and he sees a woman that he becomes infatuated with.
Hmm.
And I guess he's single, and he wants to make a move, but he said that she walked off too fast. And so he took to Twitter and asked his 18,000 or so followers to see if he could find her. I don't know that he's found her yet. But he wrote, to the gorgeous tall brunette on my flight to Baltimore, you walk incredibly fast and I couldn't catch up. But here's hoping you have Twitter. #the one that got away.
Wow.
People do that kind of thing. Bold public move.
People do that kind of thing in like newspapers and that sort of thing. Misconnections, you know. I don't know. Does it ever work? This might work.
I think I did. So I think I did that once in my life when I was in college.
You put an ad in a paper?
Oh no. I just
got size for somebody.
Kind of embarrassing.
Did you leave a note in somebody's windshield? For some reason, I remember the story. I remember this story.
Is that the same thing?
No, it was two different times.
Oh, two different stories. Give me the windshield story first.
I was working as a courier right out of college for a company here locally, and I was in Bethesda. I remember I was in Bethesda, downtown Bethesda, and I saw a girl get out of her car, and she was just money. I mean, she was just money. And she got out of her car and went into a coffee shop or wherever she went, and then I left a note on her door or on her windshield saying, hey, just wanted to let you know. Whatever. I can't remember.
You put your
it was embarrassing.
You put your phone number.
Yes.
For her to call you.
Yeah, and she called.
You're kidding.
She did.
Yeah, she called. And it happened. It was small world. She was friends with some of my high school friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all right, well, do you want to go out for dinner, go out for lunch? She said, I'd rather go out in a group setting.
Right.
Because, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You could be a psycho, of course.
And it never happened, but I can't believe
never happen? Why didn't you make that happen?
I can't remember.
Probably dating. You probably had a girlfriend.
I can't remember.
That would hurt the group setting.
No, I didn't have a girlfriend. I can't
remember. That's probably like 1992, pre-cell phones.
It was like 93-ish.
It was just, the game was so different then. Like now, there's text messages, Instagram, all those type of things, direct messages.
I'm not sure we even had email back then.
Right.
Yeah. When did email become like a thing?
I think right about when we started the show.
About 95, 96?
Yeah.
That's about when email came about?
Yeah. But I did that.
Yeah, I don't blame. What was the other one you said you did?
Okay, I did that. I left the note on the windshield. And then the other one was, this was probably senior year of high school. Beach Week in Ocean City, had a party at our hotel, and a bunch of girls from Gaithersburg High School came. I mean, there must have been 8 or 10 of them. I don't even know who knew them, how we invited them, how we came across
them. They just showed up.
They just showed up.
Gaithersburg High School?
Yep.
I believe Melissa Millay, Gaithersburg High School.
Yeah, well, this girl would be much older than Melissa Millay. But she...
This girl's probably close to 50 now.
Right.
I understand.
I'm sure she is. She's probably 49. I don't think she was a senior.
What did she look like?
Could be a grandma.
Brunette, like tall, just money again, just gorgeous.
She's the one that got away.
And I didn't talk to her at the party because I did have my high school girlfriend at the party. All right. I was dating someone from Northwestern High School. And you were planting the seed. And so I couldn't really talk to her. So, when I got back home, this is so embarrassing. I went to Gaithersburg High School and looked her up in the yearbook.
What do you mean? You actually went to the school?
Yeah. I said, hey.
Do you have a yearbook here?
Yeah.
So, did you know when she graduated?
I was just grasping.
She was just senior.
So you went there in the middle of the summer. There was no students there.
No students there.
Did they think you're crazy?
Went all the way to Gaithersburg High School. Mm-hmm.
All the way. You were living in Lanham, so it's not that far.
Okay, but it was 40 minutes.
Was like 45 minutes.
It's a hike.
Did you find her?
Yeah.
You did.
And then what do you do? Now you just know her name.
I just knew her name. What could I do? I didn't know where she lived.
Right.
I can't remember what I did after that. I tried to get in touch with her, but I can't remember how I did it.
How long did it take you to, like, were you scanning through the yearbook? Like, you started through the A's.
It was 1988.
That's when he had raging testosterone. It's all remember. Gone.
You all the way to the B's.
That's horny, dude.
Yes.
If your last name was Zeller, you'd be so bitter. Yeah. You're there for an hour.
I mean, I don't remember. I was there. I saw her. I recognized her, and I got her name, and there was some way I tried to get in touch with her.
I never did. Back then, you would just have to, like, look up the name in the phone book.
I was grasping. Both times, grasping.
You went from the yearbook, probably, to the phone book. Grasping.
Maybe I did that. But I don't think I ever talked to her.
But you probably thought, anybody else at Gaithersburg High School? Maybe they know this person.
So I left a note on a windshield. And I went to a high school to look at a picture of a yearbook.
Do you think this will work out for Hayden Hurst? So Hayden Hurst, for people who don't know,
got a decent chance.
Would you ever have done either of those?
He was a first round pick last year.
He would never do that.
He's in the NFL. He's on the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
And he sees a woman that he's smitten by, and he publicly puts out a tweet asking for people to help him connect with this tall brunette.
He's doing exactly what I did.
He's got a shot. He's got a chance because it's going to go viral.
Correct. And he's an NFL player.
Yeah, and you would think that she has a friend.
Yeah, I would give more details. Like, what flight? Where was he going?
She might have a friend. Well, it was Jacksonville to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but was she in the airport or on his flight?
Not like she was on his flight.
She was on the flight, and then they got off.
He said he couldn't catch up to her.
Right.
And she was just rolling.
Again, his tweet is to the gorgeous, tall brunette on my flight to Baltimore. So on his flight, you walk incredibly fast, and I couldn't catch up. But here's hoping you have Twitter. Hashtag the one that got away. And he has the prey emoji.
Right. He's got a shot. Definitely got a chance.
You know, yeah, I wonder if any of those lost connections work. We've talked about this in the past. Whatever, you should do it like in the post. We can open up the phone lines. 800-636-1067.
Is Craigslist even a thing anymore? Does that even still exist?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
People still use Craigslist?
Definitely.
They've taken out a lot of the personals, though, in there, right?
Were you trying to meet, like, for a hookup?
Like, I know, like, all of, like, the strippers and all that stuff, they've taken that out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but they have the, I think the misconnections thing.
The misconnection is still the thing.
Yeah, that was big for a while.
I wonder if anybody's ever been able to capitalize on it. I have no idea. I know this. I got a text, just as a side note, from my wife last night. Her and my son, they went down to Louisville. They were registering for classes. They were coming back. The flight was scheduled to leave, I think, at 6, and it got pushed back to 9. And I said, why? And they said, the plane got struck by lightning on the way over from wherever it was coming from. And so they had to swap out planes. But I guess it landed safely, no big deal. The plane that they took to Louisville, that flight got delayed because that plane was dented.
From lightning?
I don't know. That was from a different incident.
What's the airline?
Southwest.
So what's average ticket price? Because you're going to have to make that flight a bunch of times.
It's not that much.
$400 or $500?
Oh, no.
$250.
It's probably less than that. It's literally an hour flight. Hour and 10 minutes. I mean, it might be $150 a ticket, something like that. But still, the flight out there delayed because there was a dent in the plane. The flight coming back delayed because the flight had been struck by lightning. How often does that happen? And if you're on the flight, do you know? Do you realize that you've just been struck by lightning?
Probably not.
What is their anti-lightning defense? Like, what is it?
I don't know.
How do you ground a plane that's in air?
No clue.
It's so silly.
They have a lightning rod up there?
They have something. Let's go to Alex Fairfax. Alex, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, so I went to Florida State. There was a bartender down there that I just had the biggest crush on. Blacked out one night, apparently. Gave her my business card. Never thought anything of it again. Fast forward 2 years, just sometime last summer, I'm on a dating app up here in D.C., see her, match with her, and I'm just like, hey, you look familiar. And she's like, yeah, you gave me a business card down in Florida State 2 years ago. Do you remember that? And I was like, nope. And fast forward, and we've been dating for a year now.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
She remembered, but you don't? How many girls were you giving your business card to?
He was blacked out. He got hammered. She was a bartender.
Okay.
So I remembered her, but I didn't remember giving her my business card or anything, and that had kind of been like right at the end of my time down there. So I didn't really see her anymore after that. And here we are. We love telling that story to people. You would not imagine the reactions we get.
Hey, how does it
is
work
she the
when
one,
you're on a...
Is she the one, you think?
Yeah. I mean, there's just with a story like that, I don't know how you can couldn't say she's the one.
Right. It was all fate.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of luck, but then there were just a bunch of other, like, you know, we had classes together that we didn't realize. We had like mutual friends and we were
still a bartender
at the same time. What's that?
Is she still a bartender?
She's a student now, but she does bartending on the side.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. She could probably meet some other dude now.
I was going to ask him if you meet on a dating app, because essentially you met on the dating app. How long till you have to delete that dating app? Right? Because if you're dating her, she doesn't want that Tinder or whatever the heck you were on still on your phone.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I've never been in that game, so I don't know.
You
probably would have to date for a couple months.
And then you're going to be like, why do you still have Tinder on your phone?
Of course. So, you could ask a guy like Adam who's got 900 dating sites, but none of them are ever successful.
Right. Now, Jordan's been on hold for a while. I don't know what he wants to chat about. But it is open lines.
Let's go to Jordan in Sterling. Jordan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Chuckies.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
So I got two questions. My first question is, would you guys consider me a loser if I'm 28 years old and I'm still living with three roommates?
How old are you?
28.
Yes.
28.
Most likely, yes, depending on
why.
If you're like a graduate student, depending on some of the circumstances, I would say at 28, you probably should be living on your own. Or maybe
why?
One roommate.
Four? Why?
That's just my personal opinion.
If he has savings and he's like,
what is your plan? Do you have a plan? Do you have a girlfriend? You could get married. Do you have a nice job? What's your plan?
I got a decent job, and I just broke up with my girlfriend, so I'm currently single. It's a good question, Lurch. I don't know if I have like an exact plan right now. I'm just trying to move.
What do you do for a living?
My job right now.
What do you do for a living?
You know, I just got a raise and promotion, so I'm doing okay there.
What do you do?
Career-wise, but
Jordan
doesn't listen.
You can't interrupt him. Let him finish.
Jordan, what do you do for a living?
I work for a production company, and we specialize in museum exhibits. So we do like, for example, we just opened up the new Spy Museum in Washington, D.C.
Got it. I got it. Okay, I got it. So you got like a real job.
Why don't you live on your own?
Because of money, honestly. I mean, it's so much cheaper to live with roommates. And we live in a pretty nice spot. We live in kind of near Trump National in a townhouse over there.
Right.
So it's a pretty nice spot, but it's just like I'm starting to, you know, lose it with my roommates. Like it's just, you know,
what are you guys?
I'm starting to think it. What's that?
Are you saving a lot of money?
Yeah, I'm saving a lot of money. I'm doing some damage to my college debt. You know, I'm paying a lot of that off now. So.
That's good.
You know, hey, maybe you're not a loser.
I don't think you're a loser. I think he's a loser.
Get out of debt. Get your own place. It might take you a year, but you're not going to live with those guys forever.
Well, it depends. How much do you owe still on your student loan?
$7,000.
Oh, that's nothing. You get rid of that. You could knock that out.
Yeah.
Now, if you're 30 and you're still living with those losers, then that's a different story. But I'll give
but
you.
But it's better than living by yourself. I can't imagine being 30 and living by myself.
Yeah, but eventually he'll meet a girl.
We clubbed AWOD for the same thing, though, living with a bunch of guys, living with the broskies.
I don't club him yet. He's 25. I don't club
26.
Him yet. Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah. All right.
Jordan, I don't blame you because you're getting more bang for your buck in a townhouse as opposed to probably paying just as much, if not more, for 600 square feet.
And if they're your boys and you guys are hanging out and having a good time.
And everyone's responsible.
Yeah,
you know?
But the problem is he says his roommates are starting to bug him.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, they are my boys. I love them. But, you know, it's starting to get a little crazy in that house.
You just want some independence.
Yeah.
Are they all your age?
Yeah.
What are they killing you? Like the kitchen's a mess, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I got one roommate who's just, you know, he plops down, takes his shirt off, and throws his shoes everywhere, socks. There's clothes in the kitchen. It's just, it's crazy.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know,
it's like
I'm starting to feel like it's time to get my own place.
Yeah. But, Drabby,
if you can't swing in your own apartment, because those are much more expensive, you should look into renting a basement in someone's house. And those have private entrances. You don't have to see anybody else a lot of times.
But it sounds like he does well enough.
He could afford his own place. It's just not going to be at the trendiest spot.
I think you guys are kind of out of touch with how many people are...
Renting basements. No,
or,
I know.
Somebody
My
said,
wife
if
did
I'm
that
a
in college.
Yeah.
But who, some, one of you guys just
I,
said if
I
I'm
always
30.
Felt, I thought that was kind of weird, honestly. But, you know, I can do that.
My wife did that in college. I'd rather just get my own condo someplace. You know, decent.
Jordan, the verdict is you're not a total loser. Maybe a
but
little
you're,
bit.
You're heading
loser.
Down that path.
You're trending towards
loserdom, but I don't think he's there.
But what if he doesn't want a condo or an apartment?
What do you mean? What would he want instead?
I don't know. Maybe he wants a townhouse
wants
to himself.
Townhouse.
Or he wants a house to himself.
Okay, then he's going to live out with Paulson out in Dumfries.
Yeah, well, you can't.
You know,
that is true,
it's expensive to live around here.
Where he lives over by Trump, over there in Sterling, it is pricey.
Yeah, so he sounds like he lives in a nice area.
Isn't there a hood in Sterling, though, that he could probably live in?
There is a couple of places he can go, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to get stabbed by MS-13.
I don't know. If I was single, I think I would I'd rather live with my boys. But if I had a girlfriend, I think I'd rather have my own place. I think. I don't know, though. Once you get to 30,
you've got to be on your own.
He's 28.
But he's got a real job. It's not like he's just like waiting tables or something.
I understand.
I don't know. It's tough. We're not in that situation, thank God. Wait, when I was 28, I was living with my mom.
Right.
Waiting for my house to be built.
Yeah, but that was different because you were engaged. A lot of people do that before they get married.
Yeah, I was still living with moms.
I mean, the guy that's coming close to it is Adam.
25?
Adam will be there in 2-3 years.
Was he 25?
Yeah.
26.
Well, here's the thing. As long as they're throwing down and having good house parties, I mean, he should keep going for another few years.
Right. But you understand that's like a loser mentality, right?
I think you're winning life if you're throwing epic house parties.
See, he's going to do this until he's like 40. You're never going to settle down, are you?
Probably not. Bottles of Ciroc all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Ciroc.
He's so cheesy.
Why
do you have any life goals besides like professionally? Like, do you have any life goals beyond your work?
To smash 100 chicks. I mean,
right? They're all shallow. In other words, you have no
like what kind of goal would you expect from me?
I don't know. Maybe someday settle down, and have a family, that kind of thing.
That's like 36.
Become a homeowner.
Yeah, he's not close to that way of thinking.
Yeah,
he's not.
That's fine. Actually, that's fine thinking. You probably shouldn't get married until you're 36.
Yeah. No. Maybe he said it's like on the 36 priority.
No.
I thought he meant when he's 36 years old.
I mean when I turn 36. That's when
you turn 36.
Yeah, then I just want to live the party life.
Right, I think that's fine for him. Good for you.
So many guys are chiming
in. I just
don't
see any future.
One guy says, what's wrong with 28 and roommates? Why is that a loser? He's got a master's degree, lived with his best friend and other buddies in Arlington.
We said he's not.
Yeah, not yet.
I think once you hit in your 30s.
I think once you hit 30, you got to be on your own.
Probably should be.
Maybe one roommate.
It feels like part of your path growing up, whether or not you're married or not, is getting your own place at some point. You may get your own place with your wife.
Right. Or girlfriend.
Well, what about this scenario? I have a friend who bought a townhouse with his brother, and both of them live there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're both single.
Well, what's the plan there? Who's going to move out?
I don't know if there is a plan or not.
I'm sure they've talked about it.
I'm not
privy
to it.
But that's different than roommates.
When you have like five roommates and still like living in college.
Right, that's one roommate being homeowners. The caller was just roommates renting.
Yeah, but they were his boys. They were his boys.
It is expensive to live around here, though. If you're 28 and you're only making 50K or 60K, it's almost impossible. You got to have roommates. Or a wife or a girlfriend who's working.
Or you just got to live outside, a cool area.
Or a second job.
I guess. Yeah. If you're making $50,000, give me a break. You could find an apartment somewhere. And maybe it's to commute 30 minutes. But you're not going to be able to live in the trendiest neighborhoods. But come on, give me a break.
A nice apartment is going to cost you $2,000 a month. Minimum.
Maybe. You don't have
and
to
And that's
get,
just to rent it.
Yeah.
That doesn't include all the other bills.
I would probably just get some pooper for like $1,000.
Well, you're going to get a pooper.
Yeah.
What I would, can't find anything for
yeah,
that.
I don't think you can find.
Well, nothing around here. Nothing in a cool area. You have to live in some suburb somewhere.
Dude, suburbs cost that much too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, the suburbs are more than that.
You just don't. You're not in the business of looking for apartments.
I'm not, but I'd find some place, PG County or something.
But. Everyone that lives in PG County is bitter right now.
Why? What?
My buddy just got divorced, right? And he moved into a condo or an apartment, whatever, in the suburbs, Ashburn, Virginia, $2,200 a month.
Yeah.
The two-bedroom place.
Where?
Nothing special.
What suburb?
It lives right near me.
Ashburn.
Yeah, it's nice out there.
But Ashburn's but not close to D.C.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, it's nice. But every suburb in the area is going to be the same.
Right. I'm going to go on apartments.com and put my max price as $1,000 and see what comes up.
See what you get. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You get a tent.
Yeah, go ahead.
Live in a yurt. Save some bucks.
All right. I never did the iced tea story. I want to do it quickly. Iced tea has a point here. He put it out there on social media, but he's making it all about him a little bit. But there is a point. He says there was a guy that was walking on his property.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't wearing any uniform or anything. And he said he almost shot the guy because he thought the guy was, he had no idea who it was. And it was an Amazon delivery guy. And I've noticed this before.
Aren't they supposed to wear a golf shirt or shirt?
I don't know. This guy wasn't wearing a uniform. Mm. And I think I've seen this before where it looks like just a regular guy is dropping a package off on your front door, and they're just going back out to their van.
Yeah.
They're
just regular. Hit the doorbell
and roll. They're not in an Amazon truck even.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just in a regular car making deliveries. That's a flaw.
Yeah. I've heard that they've run out of vehicles, that they're borrowing other vehicles, like either regular vans or vans that say something different to drop these packages. I'm not sure what the protocol is there. I would think he would have to have some sort of a uniform on.
Let's go to Cindy in Springfield real quick. Cindy, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. Love you guys. I just want to tell you that I rented. There's some super nice basement apartments, and I rented one.
Yeah.
For quite a while, like own entrance, little kitchen, my own, you know, wash and dry. It was nice. And what ended up happening was the owner who lived upstairs ended up dying. Mm. And I ended up, to make a long story short, I ended up buying the house. So now me and my husband live upstairs. I was not married when we moved in there. And now we rent the downstairs.
Wow. How much do you rent the downstairs for?
Yeah. We rent it for generally about $1,000, and that covers everything.
Right.
So someone can have a nice basement apartment and have everything covered and have your own space.
Gotcha.
So I just want to give a thumbs up for basement apartments.
My wife,
isn't that how it started for Ernie?
Worked out for you.
He lived in the basement. Or did he just kill it in the basement?
Come on, be respectful. Be respectful. How did that work out? No one owned the house. They were all renting together until finally he moved out and then my mother bought the house.
Did
he have his own entrance? No, he came in through front door.
My wife had a basement apartment when she was a grad student at the University of Maryland. And it was kind of cool. It was her own little place. Except that they had kids upstairs and they're yelling at the kids. You hear the boom, 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 boom. You hear the dogs. They're kicking a ball around. Somebody's dribbling a basketball. I mean, there are downsides to it.
Try to see it.
Yeah.
And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is John Shambi, play-by-play voice for ESPN Major League Baseball coverage. Hey, John.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, John. Props to you, buddy, because you were in San Francisco the last few days. We tried to get you on a couple days ago. You were out there on the West Coast. Now you're in, I think you're in Phoenix or Tucson.
Yeah.
So you got up early for us because it's, 7:20 out there. Props to you for doing it for the Junks, man.
Well, for you guys, come on now. We haven't spoken in a while, so I figured, just wake me up, a little coffee. I know I'd laugh a little bit, so I'm down. I'm in.
Man, we wanted to book you when the Nats were on a heater.
Just hadn't happened yet.
I feel like the theme has been over the years when I come on with you guys, it's like, what's wrong with the Nats? And it's funny because most of the time my response to you guys is, calm down, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And I am not here to provide that this time.
I'm curious though, John, what was your thinking? Because we keep reminding people, I mean, it wasn't just locally that people thought this team would be a contender. People nationally, people everywhere thought this was a real contender. What was your prediction for this team before the season started?
I thought they'd be the best team in the division.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I thought they'd be the best team in the division. So it's confusing for sure. Look, I anticipated that they would pitch at a level where they would have elite starting pitching. I mean, I didn't think that the bullpen would be. I mean, it's amazing. They have a bullpen that's almost thrown up an ERA close to 7, and that's with Doolittle.
Right.
I mean, Doolittle giving them 20 some odd innings of brilliant work. I mean, without that, it would be over 7. I don't think you could quite have anticipated that or the injuries. The one component that ties into pitching, that's the whole run prevention deal, but their defense stinks. I mean, they're in terms of defensive runs saved, mm-hmm. they've been most of the year 27th, 28th, 29th in DRS, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
So in today's game, when you look at the good teams, like as of check the other night, the top two teams in defensive run save this year were the Dodgers and the Astros, and they're probably the two best teams.
Makes sense.
Do you have a problem with the way Rizzo constructed the roster?
man, I don't think so. Not in any, I don't think there's any, like, fatal mistake. I mean, again, there's just, there's injuries that are, I don't know what you, I don't know what you do about it when you have guys, you know, sustain these injuries, but they, you know, they need Zimmerman to be on the field. They need, you know, Turner to be on the field. Just, you know, he just got back. I don't, I thought that they would have a decent offense. I didn't think it would be unbelievable, but I thought it would be, I thought it would be pretty good. I certainly expected Soto to regress a little bit, and I think that they'll still score a decent amount. But I, again, I, to me, when I think about it, you know, if they were going to win a division, they were going to need, you know, Scherzer and Strasburg especially to be monsters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It just seems like everything that can go wrong is going wrong now. Last night, you know, yeah. Max pitches great for six. He's thrown 109 pitches. All right, so you got to go to Ross. Ross gets the guy out. Grace comes in, gets a guy out. All right, now you're in the eighth. You still have a one-run lead. Bearclaw hits, you know, allows that double that should have been caught. Soto probably should have caught it, but, you know, then Doolittle has to come in with two guys on, hits a guy. All right, yeah. Doolittle hits Gomez, and then, you know, he gives up the double. It just seems like everything right now that can go wrong will go wrong. And, you know, yeah. Today they play at 12 with Strasburg on the mound, but based on the way they played, they'll probably lose.
Yeah, it's been weird. You know, we were there Sunday, and yeah, there's just kind of a weird vibe around it. It doesn't feel good, and it's, I mean, it's just one of those weird things, man. When you're gonna look back on this team, this group that couldn't get out of the first round, it's a bummer. It's surprising. I'll also say, you know, there's a part of it that's a little bit unlucky. You know, like that's just the way. You know, if you sit there and parse some of those division series, they most certainly could have moved on. Mm-hmm. This year's team, though, I don't feel good about digging out. Like, I thought that the NL East was going to be 3 to 4 teams beating on each other for it, and now I think it's going to be 2.
Yeah, looks that way.
Joined by John Shambi, play-by-play voice on ESPN. What are your impressions of Davey Martinez?
Yeah, I mean, I think fine. I mean, when I get asked the manager question for the Nationals, it's impossible for me to not think of how the Nationals view the manager in the macro. They just don't value the position, and they don't pay, and I don't think that they should have let Dusty go to begin with, and that has so there's nothing to do with Davey. I think Davey's been fine, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I they don't value it, and I'm not a, you know, humongous, like, the manager is. I mean, I think the GM is more, procuring the talent is more important than the talent utilization. So I think the GM position is more important, but I don't think they have a manager problem. But they have created this culture where, man, as an organization, they've made it really clear that they do not value the manager.
Yeah, we'll see what happens today and going forward. They play the Marlins this weekend at home. I know the Marlins have been hot, but you got to beat the Marlins. So, and they already lost.
That's exactly right, Bish. Like, if you sit there and look at this division, I talk to people with the Braves and the Phillies, like, you're going to beat the Marlins' ass. Like, right. You're going to win 14 games against the Marlins. You want to win the division, there are free wins there. Like, I know that they play better, but, like, you have to beat their butts for sure.
Yeah. And the Mets were just swept by them, but then, you know, and they were calling for Mickey Callaway up in New York. You follow it more than me, but yes. Thankful for Mickey Callaway, they won 3 straight games against
played the Nats, chumps.
So he might be safe for a while. All right, so I wanted to kind of bounce around the league a little bit, get off the Nats. I know that the Yankees are much better than the Orioles. They're 9-2 now against them in 11 games. And I understand that the Orioles pitching staff's given up, you know, 100 home runs. But, man, Torres has 10 home runs against the Orioles. He's too shy of the major league record of a player hitting the most home runs against the team. Going back to, like, Lou Gehrig when he was playing against the St. Louis Browns. I can't believe a guy is just torturing the Orioles as much as Torres for the Yankees. That's incredible.
it is ridiculous. I mean, it's, you know, it's just one of those weird random things. The other thing is, how about this? If for all the home runs the Orioles have allowed, I think that Gleyber Torres and the Twins have probably a third of them. So one player and one team probably have about a third of the homers that they've allowed, because the Twins have hit almost 25 homers against them.
Yeah,
it's been a weird thing. But what the Yankees are doing to the Orioles is the thing that I just mentioned that those other teams need to do to the Marlins. Like, you gotta, like, right now the Orioles aren't good, and there are wins that are available, and you have to take them.
Are you surprised with how good the Yankees have been, considering? You know, we just talked about injuries with the Nats, right? And we docked the Nats a few wins because of those four big injuries. The Yankees have had bigger injuries to better players, and still 14 games over 500. Are you kind of surprised by that number?
I am. The only piece of data that I would supply is that in April the Yankees had by far the major league's easiest schedule.
True.
And so I think that that has helped sustain them through all these injuries, and now they'll start getting healthy and get all their elite players back, and then things will start to normalize. And I think we had a pretty good idea that they were probably a 100 win team.
I know it's easy to say this because of some of the big leads, teams like Houston and Minnesota have, but I mean, you can kind of call at least three divisions already. We're not to Memorial Day weekend. Anything can happen. I get it. I know. But I don't see the Indians or anybody else in the Central taking over the Twins. Houston's not going to lose the West. The Dodgers aren't losing the West. I guess the other three are kind of up for grabs. But wouldn't you agree? I mean, there's so many bad teams right now, average to really bad teams, especially in the American League.
In the American League, think about it in terms of what I do.
Yeah.
So one of the things that's cool, I did the Marlins for 8 years, the Braves for three, and, when I see all my buddies who are broadcasters for teams, they're like, hey, you want to go back and do a team? And part of the thing that's cool is, my team, quote-unquote, is never bad. Like, I never get stuck with a 100-loss team. We're always doing good teams. But with that, I mean, in the American League, on ESPN this year, who are the teams that we're going to go watch? We're watching the Yankees. We're watching the Red Sox. We'll do the Rays a little bit, but, man, like, we don't have a lot of interest in going to watch that team in that building because that place is sad. And then you got the Twins, a little bit of the Indians, and the Astros. And that's it, man. Like, in the rest of that league, like,
sucks.
For the time being, we're not going to be seeing a lot of the Royals or the Astros or – the Mariners have started to fade. I know the Rangers are playing better, but, like, that's it, man.
Don't you have to give Trout some love?
Yeah, I mean, do you?
I guess not.
You do. I mean, look, how about this one? I'll ask you guys this. Like, selfishly, Mike Trout signing that extension, I'll admit it bummed me out a little bit because playing in Anaheim, man, like, even if they're good, he just kind of disappears.
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of disappears. He's not only playing out west, he's playing for one of the teams out west that, like, no one's really paying that close attention to. You know what I mean?
True.
Agreed. I mean, I get you. I love watching Mike Trout play. He's one of the best players I've ever seen. But, just with that team, and they're not sexy, you know?
And no, you're right, because I
know sexy guys.
I asked Jason.
You guys know I know sexy.
No, you do know sexy.
But with a team like the Angels, like, I asked Jason the other day, because I'm a casual baseball fan at best, and I said, what's Ohtani doing? I have no idea.
Right.
Well,
I get it. So you're locked in on, like, what the Redskins are going to do at linebacker, or what are we doing?
Hey, you know what?
There's a lot of that.
Since the Caps let us down.
But we like to call this season skits and bits season. There are going to be a lot of skits and bits the next couple months.
Yeah, but see, last year, you got to remember, John, last year with the Caps run, I mean, they got us into June. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It was just a crazy, crazy run. And now with the Nats sucking.
The Wizards are irrelevant.
The Wizards are irrelevant. It's, we got to talk about the Nats three or four times a show and a little bit about the Skins. But other than that, there's not much to talk about.
I got a question for you guys. Am I allowed to interview you guys?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, of course.
All right. So, like, you guys have been doing this a long time, and I mean sincerely, your show is awesome. Like, there's a reason I got up early, because I love coming on with you guys. Like,
thanks,
it's just
John.
Fun. You ask good questions. It's always just got a good energy to it. But the thing that was in my head the other day is, we're in the neighborhood of the same age. Mm-hmm. And have you made this transition? Because when you started, you were the young fun guys.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're not young anymore.
Yeah.
You're not young and cool anymore.
Right.
Like, you're of an age where you, like, there's plenty of stuff out there that's cool that you have no idea that's cool.
Correct.
Have you run into that ever?
All the time.
Every single show, we're all reminded of it.
There's a lot of stuff we used to do, you know, with the strippers and the lesbians. And I mean, we don't do that stuff anymore. I mean, yeah, the show's changed.
We've
yeah.
matured, and hopefully the audience sticks with us. And then you just find guys to make fun of.
That's basically what we do now.
I like you.
Hey, are you out there? I assume you're out there to call D-backs game this weekend? Or
I'm not. I'm out just vegging. I am off this weekend and going to see a friend and just vegging out. And my next game is next Wednesday.
It's a great life.
The Astros and the Cubs.
Oh, by the
sweet.
Way,
nice.
So Bish isn't on Twitter. He's not a social media guy.
Yeah.
I saw you did this like a week ago. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He doesn't often take pictures of himself. Maybe you do occasionally, mm-hmm. but he just put a picture of side by side his old glasses and his new glasses,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
They looked identical. Yep. What was the reaction to that?
Okay, so here's the funniest thing was that, like, I basically went and texted, like, any, like, kind of hot girl that I know or girl that I know, and I was like, what do you got? And they're all like, old glasses rule. And then, of course, on Twitter, because I'm followed by, you know, some guy wearing a Tom Brady jersey, everybody on Twitter was like, the left, I love the left. It was really weird. So, like, all the girls were like, stick with the old glasses, and all the guys on Twitter were like, the new glasses rule. So it's been a struggle. Did you see the Chipper Jones thing? Did you guys see that?
I saw a little bit of it, man. By the way, he is jacked. I mean, I know he was always
yeah,
in good
he is.
Shape.
No, he's got. If you get a chance, you should check that out because it was hilarious. I got to tell this story about when I was broadcasting for the Braves in '09, and I had gone up to him pregame, and I was like, "Hey, man, you're not swinging real good right now. How come you're swinging the first pitch so much?" I just found. You know, I was on Fangraphs, and you see the second fewest first pitch strikes in the majors. And so he was arguing with me. I wasn't telling him not to swing at the first pitch, but I was presenting him with information. And he said, it's probably the only time I'm going to get a fastball. So that night, he goes to the plate, and Tim Stauffer throws him 91, and it splits the plate. And he takes
right?
it, and he steps out of the box, and he just stares up at me in the broadcast.
Yeah, I see the video.
If you go to my Twitter page, it's on there. And we played it for him while he was in the booth. It was incredible.
That is a great story.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I mean, he was
so good. I remember watching that. He was so good with you guys.
He was great. He really was fun, man. He was a lot of fun. He was engaging, and we had a good time with
him. Does he ever want to manage? Did you ask him that?
I did ask him that, and he said he couldn't pay me enough. And then he was like, "Well, I don't think he wants to do it." You know what? It's one of those things. All these guys have made so much money where it's like, "Yeah, I'll manage home games and
right.
on Thursdays." You know what I mean? Like, they're down to do that. You know, so I just think that for so many of them, they're not interested. But he's a savant. I mean, he's someone that just he watches something and sees a guy hit or something happen, and he sees stuff that the average person, even the average player, doesn't see.
Yeah. John, hey, man, thanks for the time. Thanks for getting up. Enjoy the weekend out there in the sun, and we'll get you on in the next few weeks. Okay, buddy?
Thank you, man.
And if you come to town, if you're coming to do a Nats
game, out.
Come on in studio if you want.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to swing by. You guys will always be cool to me. You'll always be the young, cool guys to me.
All right, thank you to somebody.
Right,
thank
man.
You, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.